Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome to fall. I'm your host, Leenie Heiss, and if this is your first time here, welcome. We've turned the page to October, and that means the leaves are turning colors in Midwest America. And it also means we are down to our final Unshaken event in North Carolina. The kinks are getting worked out of our back-to-school processes, and Moms in Prayer Group should be in the groove. We've got the funnest review this week, and I want to share it with you. Mama Shay 96. Hey, Mama Shay 96 said, I have been so incredibly encouraged by these podcasts. I'm soaking up every bit of scripture and note-taking I can get. After listening all summer, I felt the Lord lead me to start a Moms in Prayer group in my area this school year. Although it's out of my comfort zone, I knew in my heart God was leading me. I look forward to each new podcast for more encouragement from these amazing speakers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys, that is why we are doing this thing. So you feel equipped, encouraged, and empowered to pray for your kids. Every time you like a podcast, leave a review, or share the podcast, it helps another mom connect to the life-giving ministry of Moms in Prayer. We're going to try something new this week. A few authors we've had on our show have given us books for a giveaway. So if you hop on today's show notes on the Moms in Prayer blog at momsinprayer.org and leave a comment telling me which episode has been your favorite so far, I will pick three winners and send some books out. I do love books, and we love you. Now, today's episode was recorded a few days ago when I was in Scottsdale, Arizona. Shout out to our awesome Arizona moms. I had a chance to sit down with Carla Pope. Carla is a Moms in Prayer mom, and her fingerprints are all over this ministry. She is the mom of six grown men. Can you even imagine? One of whom is Kellen Lutz. You would likely recognize Kellen's face as he has starred in movies like The Legend of Hercules, The Twilight series, and many more. Today, Carla and I had a chance to talk about being a mom to an out-of-the-box kid and what that looks like and the way she's learned to lean into the Lord and see Him provide over and over again. This sounds a little touchy at the beginning because we were recording in my hotel room, but I didn't want to miss a chance to introduce you to Carla. You're going to love this episode. Let's get started. Well, Carla, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Well, it is wonderful to be here, too, with you.
I am so glad. So we're sitting inside my hotel room in Scottsdale, Arizona right now, getting ready to have a conversation. So it's a little different. It may sound even different, but oh my goodness, I can't wait for people to get to know you and about your story. So tell us first about your family.
We have a blended family. So 27 plus years ago, my husband and I got married. He had his two boys. He had custody. I had my two boys. And then the Lord thought it would be really funny to give us twin boys. So we had six boys that we raised.
Boys, all boys.
All boys.
Oh my goodness.
In one house. And it's still standing to this day.
That is amazing. That's a lot of testosterone
in one house. Oh yeah. But I tell you what, I had my house foo-foo as a result because of all that testosterone.
Well, I bet you had to do something to kind of overcome that boy that took over.
So. You betcha. So they were all boy, boy, boy.
Oh, that's amazing. So your husband, was he a believer?
Yep. The story was we were all doing a youth group at a church in Central Phoenix, and one of the junior high girls looked at him and said, you should ask Carla out. And lo and behold, it was God's plan. We got married.
I love the story of a blended family because I came from a blended family as well and have seen God work through that too. And there's a lot of power in that story. But you've had kind of a wild ride as a mother. Your kids do some crazy things. And prayer has become a lifeline to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're a Moms in Prayer mom.
Absolutely. You betcha.
How did that happen?
Well, when the kids were young, so I had the twins, obviously, so there was an age gap there. But when my oldest went into high school, there was a mom that we kind of connected, and she says, hey, you got to come to this group. And this boy is now 37 years old. You need to come. So I went to my first Moms in Prayer group for a high school group. Well, then my twins were coming up and it was like, oh my gosh, I have to start one for them. They're coming into kindergarten. So then I started the kindergarten and of course kept going all the way through, and I'm still in a grandma's group. We'll just keep praying.
Well, that's one of the things I love about Moms in Prayer is that the women pray with longevity. Like once you're in, it's like you never graduate from Moms in Prayer.
Yeah, wouldn't want to.
No, your kids just get older and then you have grandkids. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have grandkids.
Yep.
How many do you have?
We have three.
Three? That's amazing. You can't possibly have grandkids. That's why. Oh, that's so funny. So one of the interesting things about your story is about your son, Kellen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us Kellen's story.
He was like one of the middle ones. So the twins were a little bit younger, but he had older siblings ahead of him. So you can imagine navigating that world with six boys. Some of the funny stories that we always talked about is he would always get into this bent when his older brothers were picking on him. And he called it, or we did, called it Crazy Kellen. And he'd put up his dukes and start just flailing to get the big ones away from him. So he learned that he had to grapple, you know, if he wanted his place, which is really a good thing in this world. He just never took things laying down, but he was also very compassionate because he always took care of our twins too. So there was that side of him as well. So then enters high school and he just had this look, right? One of his, a Spanish teacher said, when Kellen steps into the room, you know he's there. Mm. There was just a charisma. So a friend of his, the mom, said, you should send your photo into Ford Robert Black, which is the big modeling agency. So at maybe like 15 years old, no headshot, just sent in a scanned photo of him to Ford Robert Black. And they're like, oh my, they called me like the next day. Can we sign your son? So he was modeling in print and that type of thing, even in high school. He just had that look. Keep in mind, he's an AP student, honor student. You know, we're doing essays to get into college. Major, getting this kid full ride scholarships, right? He goes to Hollywood, Easter, spring break of his senior year. Comes back and tells me, I'm not going to college, Mom. I'm going to Hollywood.
Okay, well, stop the train. Automatically, this kid's modeling and doing things that are a little outside of the box. And what were you thinking during that time? What was that like as a mom?
I was still there in his life. You know, I was still that buffer. You know, I was still on top of things because we discovered things right away. I mean, going into it, there's things that I'm well aware of, having navigated that. So I always was there in the background watching things, being aware. And he is very honoring. You know, he would not do something, you know, in our minds, what are we thinking? There's X-rated movies out there. Yeah. There's, you know, the pornography. That's what I'm thinking, right? That he's going to get sucked into that realm.
Right.
But we were very fortunate, and I do believe it was the power of prayer, that he was protected during, while he was home. And then when he launched into Hollywood, of course, that was a whole different ache in my heart. Here we were setting him up to go to college, and then he left. He just left. He went to Hollywood.
So during that time with your Moms in Prayer group, you had to have been praying pretty specifically and strategically for Kellen. What kinds of things were you praying in the middle of that situation for him?
And that's where, really, when he first brought that to me, and the Lord really put on my heart, you know, you've got to let him go. Because if you don't let him go, you're going to crush his spirit. I mean, the Lord really got into me. And so I did. That maternal heart just had to lay itself down, and I had to trust him. But it was my Moms and Prayer Moms that just undergirded us, and we just asked, Lord, we just want your wisdom for Kellen. Lord, we want your perfect plan to unfold in his life. Lord, just whatever it is, but protect him from himself. That was really the gut of it. You know, if this is flesh coming in, please protect him from himself. And then the journey just unfolds in Hollywood, and his manager, just an amazing man of God. His parents are amazing Christians. I mean, and the Lord sovereignly put them together in Hollywood. It was Holy Ghost up to his, what he does best.
That's amazing. So when did Kellen give his life to Christ?
He gave his life to Christ as a child, seven you know, and he was water baptized during that time too. But as you know, a lot of times they ride on the parents' coattails, right?
Right.
And he was immersed. We did VBS umpteen times in the summer, you know, Sunday schools, all this kind of, that was life. You know, we just did life. So when he went to Hollywood, obviously that was putting trust in what was instilled in him and that he would honor that lifestyle, basically, because the clash between Hollywood and the world of Christ is pretty markedly different. And so he had his journey in Hollywood, and we navigated that with him. There were times I'd get really tough phone calls, you know, and just have to, Lord, give me wisdom to encourage this young man at that point. And I'd have to take the brunt, you know, of his hurt, his pain, and be able to yet uplift him to continue to fight the good fight of faith in the industry that he chose. But some of the really real concerns that I already shared, you know, they were still there. They will always be there in Hollywood. You know, just the risque lifestyle, the drugs, you know, all that type of wild, it is still there. And it still comes to choices. Trusting the Lord to see Kellen through that time period to where, you know, when he matures, then he's at the other end of it, you know, and he can set the stage for his environment, which is great to be at.
Yeah. And so I'm wondering, when you were praying, it was defense and it was offense. Was there a part of you that was hoping that he would be a light in Hollywood?
Well, you know what's interesting, and it's one of the roles that he's had is Hercules, and I was in Bulgaria with him at that stadium. And one of the scriptures that I've always prayed over my boys, it was like I was in this stadium going, wow, I get it. But it's in 2 Corinthians, and it says that, you know, we're thanking the Lord because in Christ, he always leads us in a triumphant processional. And in the Amplified, it's broken out that we're trophies of Christ. So, I mean, you're in the stadium. He's this gladiator. And, I mean, it's like that verse. And then it goes on to share that that fragrance is spread everywhere through us, through Kellen. Everywhere he goes, that scripture had been prayed over him for as long as I can remember. And it goes on to share, you know, that that aroma is Christ to God, and it's among the saved and those that are perishing. So everywhere he would go, he does know that when he's in the throes of, in a movie or whatever, that that's in him. It just, it can't help but not come out. So it was really amazing to see that unfold.
Boy, talk about a moment as a mom where you see your prayers over these years playing out in front of you.
It was just like, wow. And he wears that mantle.
That's amazing. And I've heard his testimony talking about feeling like he is to be salt and light in the middle of this generation and in the middle of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has quite a story of meeting the woman that's in his life. I'm sure that you prayed for her.
Oh yeah.
Over these years.
You know how us moms are.
Yeah.
We pray for that spouse. And obviously you have to realize Kellen has had other girlfriends. You know, we've gone through that whole gamut. And there's been tough conversations as a result because I'm a concerned mom and I want to make sure who else is going to say something but mom, but obviously prayerfully. But when Brittany came on the scene, he was shooting a movie in Australia. She was in LA, and a friend of his was doing an interview at TBN in California, and she was the host. She was interviewing. And afterwards, he goes, "Are you seeing anybody?" And she goes, "No. Well, I'd like you to meet somebody." And so he gave Kellen and Brittany each other's information. So they had a long-distance romance from the get-go. But then he flew her back. We had Christmas here that year. And then a year later, they were married in California. And she is a gem. We adore her. She is God's answer.
And she's a believer.
Oh, strong. Her parents are a strong believer. And they went through, because he was in Australia, she was here. And they went through every line item that you would go through. Spiritually, you know, how you interact with people. Every dynamic, they laid it out. So they are so equally yoked, it's incredible.
And she's adorable.
first of all. But she talks about praying for Kellen and not knowing who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about knowing that she partnered with you as a mom to pray for her husband. What an example to our moms and prayer moms.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's incredible when you can look back in history. And that's what I think maybe Kellen and Brittany don't realize, because we as moms know how we have prayed for our kids.
Mm.
And when we see that unpacked and we get to see that, it's holy ground. And that's where Brittany sees that. I mean, she totally does get that. Just the treasure of being united in prayer, even though we didn't know each other. We were all clueless of, you know, as what the Lord was doing.
Mm. I know this hasn't always been an easy road. It could not possibly always be an easy road. So what were you clinging to in the middle of the days when you were afraid?
I'm always so glad that the Lord interprets our tears. Like, He knows our gut, you know, when we just can't even utter it. The Spirit of God knows those earnings. And I just always trusted scripture that I've always told the boys. They've heard this spouted out over them numerous times, was trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. So, Carla, don't lean to your own understanding. Trust Him in all your ways, but that also means my kids' ways. I have to be able to trust Him with my kids and not try to figure it out on my own. So it was really a trust issue with the Lord, that I would just choose to lay down my fears and to trust Him.
I imagine that you've had interesting moments as a family walking this out, because you've got five other boys, not just Kellen, the superstar. So what's that like? I mean, you're praying for them alongside this the whole time too, and there's ups and downs in their life too.
Absolutely. But what's so beautiful is, you know, as a mom, we don't love any of our kids any more than the other one,
right?
Yep. And so, like, they know from my standpoint that, let's take Facebook or social media, I only post pictures of our whole family. People would not know that I am Kellen's mom, because I do not just post Kellen's stuff. I don't post that. So my kids all know that they are seen as the same. And with that in mind, and we pray. I mean, they all know we all pray. I mean, they're all calling, can you please pray? Can you please pray? They know that we don't treat them any differently. And Kellen has been so honoring of the family, because he realizes the blessed platform he has. So when we have red carpet events, you know, we all get to go. We always do things as a family. We hunker down, and it's family.
What a gift to hear, too. And to bring up kids, knowing that one's not more special than the other. It's just different callings, isn't it? I wonder what you would say to moms who are starting to fight fear about what their kids are going to do with their career. Because you and I just talked about this, but there have to be moms whose kids run in politics, who represent us at a government level, and that's scary today. And we need them as musicians, and we need them over platforms around. And what would you say to a mom whose kid wants to run for president, or who is looking at being in a position that is quite visible?
I would say what I've said to other moms in a situation like that, that the anointing, the calling on my son is just the same as the calling of their pastor at their church. It's a holy calling. It's no different. So we should let our kids go out into the highways and byways, because that anointing is real. And just like King David, when he didn't go out into the battlefield, that's where he was anointed to be, and he stayed back home and he got in a whole lot of trouble. And just being able to just have that freedom to trust God and let our kids be at the head of these different spheres of influence. All my kids know. Like, I have a kid that is a genius on the computer, and that is his mantle, that is his genius, and he knows he's going to take ground for Jesus in that arena. And that's just how we teach all of them.
Oh, that's a word, too. I mean, like, King David was in trouble because he wasn't where he was supposed to be, and that means that as moms, we could hold our kids back from being where they're supposed to be as salt and light.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not easy. I mean, it was not easy for me to let Kellen, I mean, he threw away scholarships to go to Hollywood. Yet the Lord's word was, you know, you will crush his spirit and you will be held accountable, meaning I will be held accountable. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I trust you, Lord, with my son.
Boy, that's incredible. Carly, you love Moms in Prayer. Mm-hmm. You've stayed the course here. What is it about Moms in Prayer that keeps you here?
It's so powerful to hear somebody else praying for your child, regardless of how old they are. I mean, just to have that power of agreement. And sometimes when you're quaking inside and then you go home and you hear your fellow mom, you know, those words resonating in your brain, and it just shores you up. It just launches you to be able to go on, and you're not fighting the battle alone. And we all know we're not fighting the battle alone, but just sometimes it feels like nobody else understands what I'm going through, but yet you have that agreement that is just overwhelmingly usurps any lie the enemy has.
I love that too. I love it when we hear our friends praying for our kids, and they're always praying in a different way, mm-hmm. a different focus than we would pray. And quite often that spurs up courage inside of us.
It does.
I love that. I love that so much. I follow Kellen on social media, and he is such a light. Mm-hmm. It's different. It has a different flavor. One of my nephews is also in the industry in Hollywood, and it's always interesting when I pray for my nephew, asking God to use him, to direct him into paths of righteousness, because mm-hmm. it feels dark mm-hmm. there. But does Kellen see light coming into that place in different avenues?
Absolutely. It was incredible because, I don't know if you know, he was in Twilight. So the big Twilight craze, it's now been 10 years. And what was amazing during that era, and I can just branch off into other things, but people used to just think, oh, Twilight, you know, evil, blah, 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 blah. And I'd sit in a round table of women at a Christian event, and I'd listen to them just berate anybody that would be involved in that industry. And then I would stop them, and I would say, can I tell you some stories about how my son shared Jesus with this actor, that actress, how this actress was really brokenhearted over this thing, and Kellen shared this hope with this individual over and over. And so this mom said, I guess I'm going to have to rethink my theology, which we are to be a light in a dark place everywhere. That scripture I quoted earlier, we are the fragrance everywhere. And it's just so empowering. So then that journey just goes on. Wherever he goes, he knows, whether it's the gal that's doing his makeup, whether it's the costume person or whatever, he treats them with the utmost kindness and care. And I hear about it. I'll show up sometimes on the scene and they all say how much they love Kellen because he treats them like they're real. He honors them.
God is at work in Kellen and God is at work in Hollywood. And yeah. We just need to know that even in those dark places that we've been talking about, even in our political atmosphere, yes. even in our social justice scenario across the world right now, God is at work in dark places.
Amen. He is greater, period.
And he's going to use our kids to bear light.
Yeah.
Carla, right now, what's shaping your prayer life?
Well, particularly for Kellen, you know, with his new marriage, we know that first year is when things kind of shift and you've got to get used to that other person. So I'm very conscious of that for them because, you know, we want them to grow as a couple. So that means the rest of us have to step back a little bit, right? And just to pray that they just come into that oneness, you know, just to preserve their marriage. Because now that they're together, obviously the enemy would like to separate them, you know. Yeah. So our prayers is, you know, just that their marriage would be guarded and that they would be as one. And they are very focused in being as one in that industry.
Yep, that would shape my prayer life too.
Yeah.
That'd be one of our top concerns.
Yeah.
Would you do me a favor and pray for the mom that's listening, whose kid wants to do something out of the box and she feels afraid?
I'd love to.
Because I am sure that there are thousands of moms whose kids are out of the box and they need God to work.
They do.
Oh.
So Father, we are just so amazed. You are so awesome. You are high above all the things that we maneuver through on this earth. And Father, we're just so grateful that we can trust you, that we can choose not to lean to our own understanding, but Father, we can trust you above all else. And Lord, I just think of these individuals that are just pondering the path that you've called for their kids. Lord, moms that are perhaps grieving a particular arena that their child is walking through. Lord, just that whole gamut, Father, we trust you. Mm-hmm. And Lord, Holy Spirit, you just infuse us with the very presence of the Most High God. And we just ask for discernment, Lord. Give us words to say that are going to encourage our children, Lord, in that path. Father, but give us courage. We need that Holy Ghost courage, just like Joshua. We can be strong and we don't need to have fear, but in this world, you are greater, period. You're a good God and you're greater. We can't dispute that. The enemy cannot dispute that. So Lord, that's what I just ask, that in each of these moms, that there'd be such a realization that you are God and you are Lord over all the dynamics that we face, political, the business world, the acting, Lord, the whole gamut. You are Lord over all, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So Father, we just rejoice in who you are. Mm-hmm. In your name, amen.
Amen. Carla, thanks for being here with us.
It was so much fun, Lee.
And you guys, when you listen to this, we pray that you would pray for Kellen too.
Thank you.
And that God would use him as light in that place, that he would raise up 1,000 more Kellens to join him in the middle of Hollywood, in the middle of politics, in the middle of business, yes, that would shine for Jesus. Carla, we love you. Thanks for being with us.
Love you, Lee.
We have to let our kids go into the highways and the byways and believe that God's anointing is on them wherever he leads them. Man, I love sitting down with Carla and listening to her share about this journey. Only heaven will know the way our prayers for our kids impact eternity. But I'm so grateful for the example that Carla is setting for us. We'd love to connect with you outside the podcast through email at podcasts@momsinprayer.org with show ideas, stories of how God is working in your community, family, and schools as you pray. Moms in Prayer is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, providing encouragement for right where you are on this parenting journey. And I'm on all those channels as well as Lee Nienhuis. Moms make the difference, friends. Moms just like you. See you next time.